So as we continue to prepare our hearts for the Lord in the week ahead, let's now pray for God's mercy. Again, Scripture identifies many times where God was moved by prayer and fasting, so much so that instead of sending judgment, which would have been the right thing to do, he gave us mercy instead. So, for instance, Jonah preached judgment to the city of Nineveh, and it says they repented in sackcloth and ashes from the greatest until the least, believing God, fasting, and praying. And it says, when God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring him to the destruction that he had threatened. So God's mercy can really change things. God's mercy can really make a huge difference in the spiritual realm, make a huge difference to how we're feeling if we're feeling judged. It can make a huge difference to where we are with the Lord. So let's pray that happens. As Daniel said, now, our God, hear the prayers and petitions of your servant. For your sake, Lord, look with favor on your desolate sanctuary. Give ear, our God, and hear. Open your eyes and see the desolation of the city that bears your name. We do not make requests of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. So let's just pray again in the Spirit. Let's stand and pray in the Spirit again for God's great mercy to break out this week, to break out into our lives.